Morning. Today's daf Masechet Nunches. We are starting today in the Mishnah Nunches Madalef, and we begin today the fifth parak of Masechet Pesachim. And so now a new chapter, but not only a new chapter, but really a new section of the Masechta. For the first four prakim, our focus has been mainly on Chametz and Matzah, the two aspects of Pesach, two obviously very important aspects of Pesach. But now, as we are beginning and embarking on the fifth parak of the Masechta, so we're going to be talking about the Karban Pesach. And this is going to be a large section of the Masechta. Half the Masechta is dedicated to the topic of Karban Pesach. One can imagine it works out perfectly in terms of the week. This week is Parshas Bo. This week we are introduced to the first Karban Pesach, Pesach Mitzrayim. And so beautiful coordination between the Daf and the Parsha. But anyway, from here, from Nunches until Tzadi Tes, so a lengthy discussion in the Gemara regarding the Karban Pesach. And so obviously Karban Pesach is a Karban. Perhaps one of the most correct things I'll be saying this morning. And as such, so it would be definitely better if we were versed in Seder Kachim. So obviously now is not a wonderful time to give a crash course in Seder Kachim. However, if you are familiar with some of the basic concepts regarding Seder Kachim, so already you will gain a even better appreciation for this, for these five prakim. As we go through it, obviously, I tried my best to explain, every concept as it comes up, but, certainly, an introduction to Seder Kachim is in order over here. And so, insert introduction to Seder Kachim, but find some acceptable replacement. Anyway, we begin. The Karban Pesach is offered on the afternoon of Erev Pesach. The Karban Pesach is on the 14th day of Nisan, an idea which probably we've discussed already numerous times. But over here, as we begin the fifth parak, so now we get to the details. Now, what happens on Erev Pesach is that in addition to the Karban Pesach that's brought, so there's also the standard Karbanos that are brought, notably the Tamid. Karban Tamid is offered twice every day, once in the morning and once in the afternoon. That we're all familiar with. And the issue today is going to be a simple issue of timing. When do I bring the Karban Pesach relative to that which I bring the Karban Tamid? Obviously because the Karban Pesach is brought in the afternoon, so the only Karban that we need to worry about is the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim. And so today's daf, Nunches, is going to be the first daf of Kachim, of Karban Pesach. And it's going to be the question of the intersection of the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim and the Karban Pesach. Again, I'm sure as we all know, the Karban Pesach is brought by every Jew amongst the Jewish people. So every Jew is obligated to bring the Karban Pesach. You don't have to bring, every Jew does not have to bring their own particular Karban Pesach. So you could bring it as a group, as a chabura, an idea which we're going to be discussing later in the section of Pesachim. But basically everybody is going to be bringing a Karban Pesach or at least a part of a Karban Pesach. When it comes to the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim, it's only one Karban for the entire Jewish people. Tamid Shalbein Arbayim is offered by the Kohanim. The truth of the matter is the Karban Pesach also is offered by the Kohanim as well, but the actual Karban itself is going to be purchased and Mukdash Al Yidei Yisrael and then given to the Kohanim. Later we're going to be going into great detail in terms of how the Karban Pesach is actually offered in the Beis HaMikdash. So many Karban Pesachs that are offered in the afternoon. So basically what we're doing right now is we're working on the scheduling. And basically the idea of our Mishnah, although it's going to get detailed and intricate, but the basic idea of the Mishnah is that we got a clear room in the afternoon. Meaning basically we got to look at the schedule of the general Beis HaMikdash schedule. And what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to make some room in the afternoon because we know that, upwards of a couple million people are going to be wanting to bring Karban Pesach. In terms of the number of Karban Pesach that are actually brought, obviously it's going to fluctuate over the course of history. But later also in the section, we're going to get a glimpse, a picture of one particularly large Erev Pesach and how many Karban Pesachs that are brought. That's also coming up later on. Okay, generally speaking, the idea of the Mishnah is very simple. When is the standard time of the Tamid Shalbein Arbayim? And when does that time change based on Erev Pesach? Let's begin the Mishnah. Tam Nishcha b'shmono mechza v'kara b'tisho mechza. As far as numbers are concerned, so I'm going to communicate the numbers of the Mishnah in times that you and I relate to. I think it's just going to be easier in terms of grasping the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says 8.5, and every time the Mishnah says 8.5, I'm going to say 2:30 in the afternoon. Just in terms of understanding my thought process. So when the Mishnahs talk about hours, they're talking about the day hours of the day from sunrise to sunset. Let's assume a perfect day where the sun rises at 6 a.m. and it sets at 6 p.m. And so the Mishnahs always look at the first hour of the day from 6 to 7 as hour number one. and from from 7 to 8 as hour number 2, etc., etc. So the truth of the matter is, it gets a little bit confusing because when the Mishnah says and the Gemara says the 6th hour, so the 6th hour really is represented from the hours from 11 to 12, and when it says the 7th hour, it's from anywhere within the range of 12 to 1. Okay, that gets a little bit confusing. However, when the Mishnah says something like Shmono Mechsa, so we know that the Mishnah is talking about go 8 hours, go through the entirety of the 8 hours, and then go another half an hour after that. In a perfect day, that's going to come out to be 2:30 in the afternoon. Teisho Mechsa is going to be 3:30 in the afternoon. So, and I think you and I just simply understand time a lot better, time of the day better in terms of the way we speak about it. So therefore, I'm just going to refer to it in the times that you and I understand. 2:30 in the afternoon obviously is imprecise because I am adjusting for a perfect day, 6 a.m. Sunrise, 6 p.m. Sunset. Obviously, as that is a moving target. So the time of 2:30 is going to also move as well. But just to explain the Mishnah and the Gemara, so those are the numbers I'm going to present. The Mishnah starts off, Tamid Nishcha B'Shmono Mechzav. Karban Tamid, obviously the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim is offered at 2:30 in the afternoon, Ukrab Batisha Umechza, and offer at 3:30. Meaning that it takes a full hour from the time that you shecht to the time that's actually offered. So it takes a full hour. You're going to be shechting the animal, doing the Kabbal Saddam, the Zrika Saddam. You're going to be flaying the animal, cutting it up into pieces, putting it up on the ramp, then taking it from the ramp and putting it up onto the Mizbech. So the Mishnah gives it about an hour from the time of Shechita to the time of the actual offering. Now, Be'avrei Pesachim, now, on Erev Pesach, what do I do? And basically what we're going to learn together is that we're going to make more time in the afternoon. Now, Karban Pesach is going to be unusual in that the Karban Pesach is going to be offered after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, as we're going to be learning at the end of today's daf, and we'll be exploring tomorrow. Generally speaking, all Karbanos that are offered in the Beis HaMikdash are going to be sandwiched between the two Tamidim. The Tamid Shel Shachris is going to be the first Karban of every day, and the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim is going to be the last Karban of every day. And all the Karbanos that are offered in the Beis HaMikdash, whether they're obligatory, whether they're voluntary, are going to be offered in between the two. However, when it comes to the Karban Pesach, that is offered after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, we're going to have psukim, we're going to have drushas, we're going to establish that later on. Anyway, that's the fact. So with that fact in mind, so now what the Mishnah is telling us is that on Erev Pesach, so the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim is going to be moved up in the afternoon. So So it's going to be moved up 1 hour. 1:30, 2:30. Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim on Erev Pesach will be shechted at 1:30, offered at 2:30, and now that will give you an additional hour on Erev Pesach in the afternoon, so that the Jewish people can bring Karban Pesach. Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. And that doesn't matter whether your Erev Pesach falls out on a weekday or whether it falls out on the Shabbos, with one notable exception. And that's going to be Friday. What happens when Erev Pesach falls out on a Friday? And that's part of the Mishnah. Chal Erev Pesach Lios B'Erev Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach falls out on Erev Shabbos, Nishchat B'Sheish U'Mechza, Ukrav B'Shevo Mechza, V'Pesach Acharav. So now your Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim is going to be moved all the way up to 12:30, offered at 12:30, and now from 12:30 to 1:30 is the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, giving you basically the balance of the afternoon in order to offer the Karban Pesach. More time is needed on Erev Pesach that falls out on an Erev Shabbos. Why is more time needed? The Gemara is going to explain. But the basic idea is that not only do we have to shech the Karban Pesach, but we also have to begin the roasting process even before nightfall, because tonight is not only Yontif, but it's also Shabbos as well. We'll talk more about it later on, but that's the basic idea. Okay, so there are basically in our Mishnah three time periods assigned for the offering of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. On a standard weekday, the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim is offered at 2:30, and Shechta at 2:30, offered at 3:30. On a standard Erev Pesach, it's going to be moved up an hour, 1:30, 2:30. And on Erev Pesach, that coincides with a Friday, so it's going to be 12:30, 1:30. Ad kan divrei HaMishnah, let's begin the Gemara Minahani Mili. So the Gemara wants to know, how come the standard Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim is offered right in the middle of the afternoon? Meaning, if you look at an afternoon from 12 to 6, so that gives you 6 hours. So when is the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim offered on a standard day? So our Mishnah tells us 2:30, 3:30, which if you think about it, that splits the afternoon right in half. So that's going to give 2.5 hours before, 2.5 hours afterwards. So why the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim? Obviously, from the Torah itself, the only instructions we seem to be getting from the Torah is that it's going to be offered is that it's going to be offered in the afternoon. The Torah just simply says Bein Harbayim. How are we to know that it's going to be right in the middle of the afternoon? Good question. The Gemara answers. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. My Levi. I'm a Krah. The pasuk says Esekeves Echad Taaseh Babokav Esekeves Hasheni Taaseh Bein Harbayim Chalkeu LeBein Shnei Aravim. So the drasha of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi is that Bein Harbayim teaches us what? It's between the afternoons, meaning that you're going to take the afternoon period from 12 to 6, and when are you going to be offering the Talmud Shal Bein Harbayim? Somewhere right in the middle. So Bein Shal Samech Zalkan, Nishnei Shal Samech Zalkan, V'sha Achas La'asiyaso. So Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, I kind of foreshadowed this position, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, and that is that we're looking for the afternoon because, the middle after the afternoon, because that's what the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says, Bein Ha'arbayim. And so therefore, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi says, it's actually incorporated in the Torah. It's encoded in the Torah that we're looking for right in the middle of the afternoon. So Mesav Rava says, wait 1 second, Marvi Pesachim Nishcha B'Shavu Mechza, Ukar B'Shmona Mechza Bein B'Chol Bein B'Shabbos. So Rava says, wait 1 second. So you're darshaning the pasuk. That means that you feel that it's a dinda or raisa that has to be offered at 2:30 and shechta at 2:30, offered at 3:30. Well, if that's true, so how can there ever be any kind of fluctuation? Now we know there's fluctuation because that's what we learned in our Mishnah. And that's exactly Rava's question. Rava says, I don't understand. If your appointment of when to shech the Karban Tamid is based on a drush in the Torah, so there literally should be no room whatsoever for any kind of fluctuation. And meanwhile, our Mishnah tells us it fluctuates. And that the Gemara formulates exactly that question. If what we're talking about is the Din Daraisa to shech at 2:30, offer at 3:30, and that's following an instruction of the Torah, so then you cannot move the time around just simply because of the inconvenience of we only have 2.5 hours left on Erev Pesach. So Ela Maravah, so Rava says, okay, so mitzvah so the tamid, mishinatu tzale erev. So Rava says, okay, so here's my position. I fundamentally disagree with Rav Yeshua Malevi. I feel that min haTorah, when can you offer the tamid shel bein arbayim? The moment it starts to become afternoon. Literally, when the shadows start to go onto the shadow itself is going to be on the eastern side, meaning the sun is going to move onto the western portion of the sky, which means that the shadow that is cast now is going to go hit the eastern side of the wall. It's at that point in time now that you can bring the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim. So Rashi over here writes, the important Rashi, Ela Amarava, so Kula Takanta de Rabbanan Hi, meaning after any time after midday, now I'm going to qualify midday in just a moment, but any time after midday, so really you can bring the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim. As far as offering at 2:30, 3:30, like the standard time of our Mishnah, that's a takana de rabbanani. Rashi says, demida araisa, kol sheishos achronos ksheros, because really all 6 hours of the afternoon are kosher. Dahainu michinatu tzalei erev. Now Rashi writes over here, now when does it begin? So Rashi says, when the shadow starts casting. Dahainu, and then Rashi writes, michatzi sheva ve'elech. Really what we're talking about is halfway through that seventh hour, meaning what you and I call 12:30. Shehachama nota lamarav, vahatzel lamizrach. Sun's in the western sky, shadows cast on the eastern side. Kisha Adam Omi Kineged Achamat Salonot LeMizrach Chatzi Sha'a VeChatzi Sheva Hi Omedes BeEmtza Rekia. Now Rashi says for the first half hour of that seventh hour, meaning from 12 to 12:30, so the sun's still in the middle of the sky. VeEntzel Note Elatzel Kol Adam Tachtav. So where's your shadow going to be if you're standing anywhere between 11:30 to 12:30? Your shadow's going to be underneath you. So at that point in time, it is simply not yet considered afternoon. From this Rashi, what it sounds like is that may ikar hadin, according to the strict letter of the law, the first opportunity to offer the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim is going to be at 12:30, not 12 noon. Now, it's true that Rashi does start off by saying that the full 6 hours are going to be acceptable to bring the Talmud Shel Bein Harbayim, but then Rashi clearly qualifies. And Rashi says, but I don't really mean at 12 noon, I really mean at 12:30. So Rashi over here writes that the beginning of the Talmud Shel Harbayim starts at 12:30, and then the Chachamim just simply move it around as they feel necessary, anywhere within that afternoon time. So why is this Rashi so important? This Rashi is important, first of all, just in terms of simply giving good pshat in the Gemara. The Rashi is very important, but in terms of halacha, so Rashi over here is critical, because Rashi over here is saying that the Talmud Shel Harbayim in the Torah cannot be offered until 12:30. Aye, so we know that we daven shachris keneged the tamid shel shachris, and mincha we daven is keneged tamid shel bein arba'im. So when do we daven mincha? Anywhere in the afternoon. But anywhere in the afternoon, that's eligible. It's a candidate to be offering the tamid shel bein arba'im. We just learned together that according to Rashi, min haTorah, you cannot offer the tamid shel bein arba'im until 12:30, which means then that mincha, the first opportunity, min haTorah. Now, that's a funny sentence because davening mincha is a din derabbanan, but the zman is min haTorah. The zman is not going to start until 12:30, according to Rashi. So that means to say that you daven mincha anytime between 12 and 12:30. So what you could conclude, according to Rashi, is that that's not going to be a good mincha. Now, it is noted by many, you can see Rabbi Kiva Eger right here. It is noted by many that Rashi, throughout Shas, Rashi makes his comment about when is the time for Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So he makes it a number of times throughout Shas. You're not always going to find Rashi to be super consistent on this point in terms of the time from 12 to 12:30. In our daf, Anun Ches and Pesachim, Rashi over here is very clear, but you can see other Rashis throughout Shas. See the Gilyon HaShas for a Mar Mekamos in terms of other Rashis, in terms of where Rashi stands on what is the status of the time from 12 to 12:30. Anyway, we're back to the Gemara. So the Gemara now has just taught us that according to Rava, so Me'ikar Adin, you could be offering the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im anywhere in the afternoon, and now let's say it like Rashi, from 12:30 to 6. So now let's go back to the Gemara. Mitzvaso de Tamid Mishkinatu Tzalei Erev. My time in Amakra, Bein Arba'im, Me'ina Damasko Shimshal Amarev. From any time from the Shemesh starts to be Me'arev, meaning basically go into the western sky, casting an eastern shadow. Hilcha kishayimos bishayimos hashana diika nedar medavus rachman amar alecha v'yeshlam v'amar amar alehashlem kolar kabanus kulam ma'achrin leitarte shavav din lebishmona mechsa. So let's now look at what the chachamim, the thought process of the chachamim. On a standard day, so even though our first eligible time to be offering the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is going to be at 12:30, but the Chachamim said, look, no carbon can be offered after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im on a standard day. And that means to say that we need to create more room between the Tamid Shel Shachris and Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So therefore, what we're going to do is we're going to move forward the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, so we'll move it to 2:30, 3:30, and that'll give people time to be offering their Kabbanos during the day. So now there is a larger window of opportunity that exists between the Tamid Shel Shachris and Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Now, why don't they move it even later? So, not clear. Meaning, why not go 3:30, 4:30, 4:30, 5:30? So why not move it even later? So, it happens to be that there are many other pieces of information that we're not processing right now. Many other avodos that need to be taken into consideration. So there are a number of other variables taken into consideration. Right now, we're looking just at one particular detail, and that is the creation of opportunity for people to be bringing karbanos between the Tamid Shel Shachris and Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Good. So anyway, so that's what the Chachamim did in terms of a standard day. Now, be'arvei Pesachim dika Pesach acharav kadmin leisha achz v'avdin le b'sheva u'mechsa. Now, vis-a-vis Erev Pesach, so now the drive is going to go into the other direction, meaning that the Karban Pesach, for reasons which we are going to articulate, is going to be offered after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. So now what we want to do is we want to take the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im and we want to move it up in the afternoon, basically giving us more of a window of opportunity after the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Good. So now it's moved up an hour. So now it's the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im is from the 1:30, 2:30 slot. So giving us more time for Karban Pesach to be offered afterwards. Now, Chal Erev Pesach Lios Erev Shabbos. Now, if Erev Pesach falls down on Erev Shabbos, so now, Deika Namit Tzliyaso Delo Dachi Shabbos. So now we have the roasting of the Karban Pesach. Here the Gemara says it. I alluded to it back in the Mishnah, but here the Gemara says it. That when Erev Pesach falls down on Erev Shabbos, so not only do you have to shech the Karban Pesach, offer the Karban Pesach, but on top of that, the roasting process has to begin. Because despite the fact that tonight is Yontif, and on Yontif you're allowed to cook and you're allowed to roast, but it's not only Yontif tonight, it's also Shabbos as well. And the roasting of the Karban Pesach is not going to be Doche Shabbos. So therefore the roasting has to be done before Shabbos. We'll talk more details regarding how much roasting needs to be done before Shabbos. That we're going to discuss later. But meanwhile, though, some of the roasting has to be done before Shabbos. So now we need that window of opportunity to be even larger. Good. So that's exactly what the Chachamim did. They moved the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im to the earliest opportunity, which is going to be 12:30 in the afternoon. Now you have 12:30, 1:30 slotted for Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. And now you have anywhere between 1:30 and 6 p.m. where the Jewish people could be offering the Korban Pesach and giving them also enough time to not only shech the Korban Pesach, but basically to start the roasting process before Shabbos. And as a result of that, Mokmin Alei Idnei B'Sheshu Mechza. That's why the Korban Pesach is going to be, the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim is going to be offered from 12:30 to 1:30. Good, Adkan. So now we have a wonderful explanation of our Mishnah in terms of standard time of the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim, 2:30, 3:30. It's bumped up an hour, 1:30, 2:30 on a standard Erev Pesach. And when Erev Pesach coincides with Erev Shabbos, it goes 12:30, 1:30. Good. That is our Mishnah as presented by Rava. Now, Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, the Gemara just simply reject the position of Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, seemingly, meaning Rav Yeshua Ben Levi says it's a din d'oraisa to be offering it from 2:30 to 3:30. And then the Gemara asks a question. The Gemara doesn't answer. According to Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, if that's a din d'oraisa, so how can there be any fluctuation? The Gemara doesn't answer it. So it seems like the Gemara has rejected the approach of Rav Yeshua Ben Levi. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. And for the remainder of today's daf, as it begins right now, so we're going to be discussing the following, and that is Erev Pesach Shabbos. Now, Erev Pesach Shabbos, so we learned in our Mishnah that Erev Pesach Shabbos is like Erev Pesach and any other day of the week, with exclusion to Friday. Meaning that if Erev Pesach falls out anywhere between Shabbos through Shabbos through Thursday, right? So if Erev Pesach falls out any time Shabbos Thursday, so under those circumstances, so when is the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim going to be offered? 1:30 in the afternoon, right? Shecht at 1:30, finally offered at 2:30, good. And the only time that you're going to have extra opportunity created is only when Erev Pesach falls on Erev Shabbos. That's what we learned in our Mishnah. As we're going to be seeing now in the Braisa that we're about to quote, so that is not agreed to by everybody. It's going to be a Machlokas Tanayim as to whether or not Erev Pesach falls on a Shabbos, is there going to be a fluctuation of time? So stay tuned as we're about to see this right now. So just to be clear, the only issue that we are going to be debating is what happens when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. Meaning, here's what everybody agrees to, because I know it could be a little bit confusing, slightly complicated, but let's start with the points of agreement. When Erev Pesach falls out on any other day of the week, Sunday through Thursday, everyone agrees, Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim, 1:30, 2:30, and the Korban Pesach anywhere from 2:30 to 6:00. Good. And then when it falls out on a Friday, also agreement by everybody, because not only do we have to offer the Korban Pesach, but also have to begin the roasting. So therefore, Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim is 12:30, 1:30. And then from 1:30 to 6:00, you have the opportunity for the shechting and the roasting of the Korban Pesach. What is going to be open for debate is what happens when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos. Erev Pesach falling out on a Shabbos, now what? When is the time that we're going to be offering the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim? That is going to be the only issue of debate that's coming up forward. Now, up until this point of the Gemara, we didn't think it was a debate because, quite frankly, it wasn't. Meaning, in the Mishnah was very clear that Shabbos is no, regarding the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim, is no different than Sunday through Thursday. So we right now think that there's only one, there's only one approach. As we're about to learn right now, that's not true. So, Tana Rabbanan, we're going to start with the Braisa. Kisidur b'chol kach, sidur b'shabbos, divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So, the order in which it is during the week, that's the same order during on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer, kisidur b'erev Pesach. And Rabbi Kiva says it's going to be the order of Erev Pesach. Great. That is a really ambiguous Braisa. Here's what we know in the Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are disagreeing. What are they disagreeing about? Not totally clear. Right? The Braisa is really terse and ambiguous. So what does the Braisa mean? So the Gemara is going to be offering no less than three different explanations of the Braisa. Number one, my Kamar. Amar Abai Achi Kamar. So Abai says this is the pshat in the Braisa. Kisidur b'chol be'erev Pesach kach sidur b'shabbos be'erev Pesach divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So when it comes to a weekday, standard weekday, meaning when Erev Pesach falls out on any day during the week, I say any day, I mean with exclusion to Friday. So when is the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim offered? 1:30. Same thing on Shabbos, 1:30. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim of Erev Pesach does not fluctuate from a regular weekday to Shabbos. Again, notable exception to Friday. Like I said, by Friday, everyone's in agreement that Friday, the Tamei Shel Ben Arbaim is offered at 12:30, 1:30. right? Shechta at 12:30, offered at 1:30. But over here, what we are discussing right now is what happens when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So Rabbi Yishmael says 1:30. Rabbi Kiva Amar Kisidur Be'er Pesach Shechal Lios Be'er Shabbos Kach Sidur B'Shabbos. And Rabbi Kiva, this is Abai's understanding, and Rabbi Kiva says no. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, do you know when you're going to be Shechta in the Tamei Shel Ben Arba'im? 12:30. Meaning when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, it'll be the same as Erev Pesach falling out on Erev Shabbos, meaning 12:30. Okay, good. That's Abai's understanding of the Braisa. Umasis and Diktani Bein B'chol Bein B'Shabbos. Now, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, Rabbi Shmalhi. So now that we are saying Abai's Pshat in the Braisa, you go back to our Mishnah. Who's the Mishnah following? Like, she does Rabbi Shmal. Now, but my Kamiflagi, good. So now we set over the positions of the Braisa. According to Abaye, what are they arguing about? So what they're arguing about is a really technical discussion, but obviously, it is going to be a technical discussion, as we're arguing about whether or not, when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, should it be offered at 1:30? Should it be offered at 12:30? What's the point of contention? So, b'musafim kodim lebazichin, kamiflagi. So, what they're arguing about is whether or not the karban musaf should be offered before the bazichin. On Shabbos, there's a lot more activity in the Beis HaMikdash, and we're looking right now at two additional activities that occur in Shabbos. So first of all, on Shabbos, you have a karban musaf. You also have on Shabbos called what's called the bazichin. Bazichin are the two spoonfuls of lavona. Lavona is in English called frankincense, for whoever that may help. But basically, over the lechem apanim, you have two spoonfuls. You have two bazichin of lavona. It is going to be burnt on the mizbeach. They will be serving as the matir so that the kohanim can be eating the lechem apanim. Now, in terms of the order of the day, what should come first, the karban musaf or the bazichin? It's a machlokus between these tanayim. Now, in terms of what is that a machlokus, a predicate of? So see Rashi over here, where Rashi goes through exactly what the drushas are. It's based on drushas and how to drush in various psukim. So I'm going to, you'll forgive me, I'm gonna bypass the Rashi. I'm just gonna stick with what the machlokus is. Rabbi Shmuel Safra Musaf and Kolan Bazichin. So Rabbi Shmuel's of the position that the Musafim, Karban Musaf, is offered before the Bazichin. Now, Avalul Musafim B'Sheish. Now, the Musaf is going to be offered at the sixth hour, right? What you and I call anywhere between 11 and 12. But let's say from the entire 6 hour, meaning from 11 to 12. Ubazichin B'Sheva. And now that means to say that the Bazichin are going to be offered during the seventh hour, 12 to 1. And that's why the tamid is going to be offered at 1:30, sheva umechsa. Now, mind you, by the way, that on Shabbos, so there's no impetus to create a window of opportunity between the tamid shel shachris and tamid shel ben arba'im. Why? Because on Shabbos, nobody's offering nedarim and nedavos. There are not going to be any kind of voluntary karbanos that are offered on Shabbos. So there really is no need for a window to be created. So therefore, what is going to be the determinant of time of offering the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im? So what the Gemara is saying now over here is going to be, it's going to be other factors. Notably, the Karban Musaf. Notably, the Bazichin. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, the order is going to be Musaf during the 6 hour, Bazichin is going to be during the 7th hour. And now, when is the Tamid Shel Ben Arba'im going to be offered? 7.5 hours, meaning 1:30. Rabbi Kiva of Bezichin Kodim Musafim. Now Rabbi Kiva's of the position that the Bezichin can be offered before the Karban Musaf. Again, it's based on Psukim, it's based on Drashas. We're not going to go through the Drashas right now. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Now Bezichin Bechamish, now the Bezichin can be offered any time during the day. So the Bezichin now, that which can be offered before the Karban Musaf, is going to be offered now during the 5th hour. And now Musafim Beshesh, the Musaf is going to be offered at the 6th hour. Musaf being offered during the 6th hour, that's a standard. And that's also based on psukim, and that's also based on drashas. Now, va'avid lahu le'tamid b'sheshu mechsa. Now, so you're done with the musaf during the 6 hour, meaning from 11 to 12. So now 12:30, your first opportunity to offer the tamid shel bein arba'im, and that's when you do it at 6.5 hours. Good. So now what we have done is that we have offered a pshat in the braisa according to Abaye, and not only did we offer a pshat, but we explained the pshat. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing that when Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, when am I offering the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im? The machlokus now, according to Abaye, is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's 1:30. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's 12:30. And the Nekuda machlokus is going to be a technical discussion about what we're doing on Shabbos regarding specifically the Karban Musaf, and the burning of the Bazichin on the Mizbeach, in terms of what the order is, what the time is going to be, and that's going to affect the time for the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, whether it's to be done at 1:30 and 12:30. Vis-a-vis our Mishnah, who is our Mishnah following like? Because our Mishnah only gives us one viewpoint, which is that when Erev Pesach falls down on Shabbos, it's the same as it was during the week. Our Mishnah is going to be going like Rabbi Shmuel with the 1:30 slot. Good. That's all round number one with the Braisa, according to Abaye. Maskafla Rava says to Abaye, I don't understand. Midi Rabbi Kiva Kisidur Be'er Pesach Shechal Lios Be'er Shabbos Ketani. So if you are reading the Braisa carefully, so Abaye, according to you, the Braisa does not read as clearly as you think it does, meaning there's a textual problem with the Braisa. Does the Braisa say Kisidur Be'er Pesach Shechal Lios Be'er Shabbos Ketani? Kisidur be'erev ha-pesach stomach katami. It's just talking about the order of the offering on Erev Pesach, meaning there's no mention of Erev Pesach Friday in the Braisa. So what you're doing, Abaye, is that you're inserting a pshat that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's 12:30, just like Erev Pesach of Erev Shabbos. There's no mention of that whatsoever in the Braisa. So textually speaking, it's really hard to say your pshat in the Braisa. So Ella Marava, so here we are now with our second shot of the morning in terms of how to understand the Braisa. This is according to Rava. Hachi kamar kisidur b'chol de alma kach sidur b'shabbos b'erev pesach div Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, so here's what you're going to do. And that is that Rabbi Shmuel says that when is the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim going to be offered? On Erev Pesach Shabbos, 2:30 in the afternoon. And Rabbi Akiva amar kisidur b'erev pesach. And Rabbi Akiva will say no. That when Shabbos, whenever Pesach falls down Shabbos, you're going to be offering at 1:30, and just like you're going to be doing on any other day of the week, again with exception to Friday. Now, in terms of Rava's understanding of the Machlokas, who is our Mishnah subscribing to? So now it's subscribing to the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Now, but Ma'akeh Miflagi, now the Gemara says, what's the issue over here? What are they arguing about over here? B'michmar b'sara k'miflagi, what they're arguing about is, should we be concerned about the spoiling of the meat? Rabbi Shmuel, Savar Chayshin l'michmar b'sara. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, we're worried that the meat's going to spoil, because consider that let's say when Erev Pesach falls out of Shabbos, so we're going to now do the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim from the 1:30-2:30 slot, meaning we bump it up an hour. So now that means to say that we're going to be starting to offer the Karban Pesach already now at 2:30 in the afternoon. So anyone who gets that first slot of the Karban Pesach, so you have anywhere from 2:30 in the afternoon till now Motzei Shabbos, where the meat is just going to be sitting there. The Shechtan meat is just going to sit there. And the meat's going to start to spoil. It's going to start to rot. So Rabbi Shmuel says, that's a consideration. So therefore, what we should do is that we should take the Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim, move it to its regular 2:30 slot. So now, Tamid Shal Bein Arbaim is 2:30, 3:30. And now, the first Karban Pesach is going to start at 3:30, less of a chance of spoilage. That sheet is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Savar Lo Cheshin L'michmar Bisra. And Rabbi Kiva says that now we're not worried. In other words, for that one additional hour, we're not concerned. Now, are they arguing about whether or not Somchan Al Anais, right? That maybe what that issue over here is, Rabbi Kiva says that miraculously our meat is not going to spoil. Maybe, but the Gemara doesn't say that. And it could just very well be that Rabbi Kiva says that for that additional hour, I'm just simply not concerned about spoilage. So the Gemara says like this. Lo chayshina ne'avde b'sheshu mechsa. So the Gemara says, now according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Kiva, so you're not concerned. So if you're not concerned, instead of backing up to 1:30, why not back it up to 12:30? So Kasav Rabbi Musaf and Kodman LeBazichin. So the Gemara says again, the reason why is for technical issues, because of other karbanos that are offered on Shabbos. And notably, what we already discussed, the Musafim coming before the Bezichim, we're on the top of Nun Chesem and Beis, we're the second line down. So Avdullah Musafim B'Sheish, so now we're going to go over what we said previously. Karban Musaf is offered during the 6 hour, meaning from 11 to 12. And Bezichim B'Sheva, the Bezichim is going to go now from 12 to 1. That's 7th hour. Vavilu l'tamid b'sheva u'mechsa. Now the Tamid is going to be offered at 1:30. So maskev rabba bar'ula. Good. So this is, I'm sorry, before we get to the maskev. So this is now going to all be our second shot in the Braisa. And this is now Rava's understanding of the Braisa. So according to Rava, what comes out now is there Rabbi Yishmael, when Shabbos and Erev Pesach and Shabbos coincide. So according to Rabbi Yishmael, Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im is offered at 2:30. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's offered at 1:30. Our Mishnah, according to Rava, is going like the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. In terms of what are their issues, what are they debating? They're debating as to whether or not we're concerned about the spoilage of the Karban Pesach for anyone who got that first slot of Shech in the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yishmael is concerned, Rabbi Akiva is not concerned. And vis-a-vis Rabbi Akiva, why not bump it up to 12:30? Okay, and that is because of other considerations and other factors. Good. Maskev la Rava Bar Ula back in the Gemara. So midah kisidur bechol kach sidur b'Shabbos be'erev Pesach divrei Rabbi Yishmael Ketani. Again, Rava Bar Ula is bothered because it doesn't really textually fit into the Braisa. The Braisa does not say kisidur bechol kach siduro b'Shabbos be'erev Pesach. If the Braisa would have said that, so then clearly what we're doing is that we're trying to match up the schedule of Erev Pesach Shabbos to Erev Pesach to the rest of the week. But the Braisa doesn't say that. Siduro b'Shabbos stamakitani. All the Braisa is talking about is, here's the schedule for Shabbos. That's it. That's all the Braisa says. So now what we're going to be offering is the third pshat in the Braisa, and this third pshat in the Braisa is going to be remarkably different than pshatim number one and number two. Pshat number one is Abaye, pshat number two is Rava, and here we have now a totally new pshat. El Amar Rava Barula Achi Ketanis Kisidur Bechol Da'ama Kach Sidur B'Shabbos Da'ama Div Rabbi Shmuel. What they're arguing about is Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im on Shabbos. Erev Pesach is not even part of the discussion. It's a simple question. What's the schedule? What does the schedule look like on a standard Shabbos? Rabbi Akiva Amar Kisidur Be'erev Pesach Da'ama Kach Sidur B'Shabbos Da'ama. So, and Rabbi Akiva will tell you that if you look at the standard Erev Pesach schedule, so that's what it's going to look like on a standard Shabbos. Now, as far as our Mishnah is concerned, so our Mishnah is going like everybody. Meaning, in this understanding of the Braisa, when Erev Pesach coincides with Shabbos, so everyone's in agreement that it's going to be offered at the 2:30 slot. The issue is over here is that how do we look at a standard Shabbos schedule? Standard Shabbos schedule. So that's the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara says, what is the Nekuda machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Bigzeres Nadar Nadavis Kamiflagi. As we already explained, that on a Shabbos, we don't have to take into account Nadar Nadavis. Right? Nobody's offering Nedar Nadav on Shabbos. Nobody's allowed to offer Nedar Nadav on Shabbos. So therefore, you really don't have to create a window of opportunity on Shabbos between the Tamei Shel Shacharis and Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. And what's the issue now over here is when we are going to be scheduling the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im on Shabbos, so being that we don't have to worry about Nedar Nadav, can we just simply back it up earlier? Or, alternatively, just keep everything uniform. Rabbi Shmuel Sofer Gazrin and Shabbos Atuchol. So Rabbi Shmuel says that we make Gzera Shabbos Atuchol. The word Gzera over here, not to be understood in the super literal sense. It's not a Gzera. It's just simply lo plug. Meaning what the Chachamim wanted to do is create a uniformity. Meaning since the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im is standardly offered at 2:30 in the afternoon, so on Shabbos, even though the reason for offering at 2:30 in the afternoon is not necessary, but just keep it all the same. That sheet is Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva says, "Lo gezrina," and Rabbi Kiva says, no, there's no need to do that. Meaning that since we could bump up the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im on a standard Shabbos earlier, we will. So Elo Gazrina Abdina Bevavu Mechsa. So one more round of the Gemara's discussion. Okay, so now once we're allowed to bump up the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, according to Rabbi Akiva, on a standard Shabbos, so now, simple question. So bump it up even earlier. Bring the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im on Shabbos at 12:30. So the Gemara says, we already know the answer. So again, it's because on Shabbos we have to take into account the following scheduling notes. And that is that the Karban Musaf is offered 6 hour. Bazich b'zayin. Bazichin offered 7th hour. Vavilu l'tamid b'zayin u'mechsa. And the tamid now is going to be offered at 1:30. Okay. So what we have now over here is three different understandings of the Braisa. The Braisa that we saw in the middle of the Amud Aleph, right? Starting with the words Tanu Rabbanan, right? The Braisa is really short, but really cryptic. And now we just went over three different Pshatim of the Braisa. Pshat 1 and 2, it says that the Braisa is discussing how to treat Erev Pesach that coincides with Shabbos in terms of the scheduling of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. That's Abayin and Rava, but Abayin and Rava do not agree in terms of what the Shitas are. And then we just offered a third Pshat of the Braisa, Rabba Bar Ula, where according to Rabba Bar Ula, the Braisa is not discussing at all the issue of Erev Pesach and coinciding with Shabbos. It's just dealing with what's a typical Shabbos schedule of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Good. And now in terms of who does our Mishnah follow like, because our Mishnah clearly is of the position that on a Shabbos Erev Pesach, so the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is offered between 2:30 and 3:30, who is that following like? So if you really know the Gemara well, if you're following the Gemara well, according to Abaye, it's following like Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rava, it's following like Shitas Rabbi Akiva. And according to this third Pshat of Rava Bar Ula, it's following like both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Good. If you understood that, so it's great. In other words, that is a level of clarity in today's daf. Meitzvah, we're going to finish up the daf today. We're going to be quoting a couple of braisas that are seemingly going to be difficult based on the pshatim that we just offered. So Meitzvah, Tamid Kol Hashana Kula Karav Kil Chaso. The Tamid of year-round is offered as it is done in the standard halacha, which is Nishcha B'Shemana B'Mechza V'Karav B'Teisho Mechza. Shechta 2:30, offered at 3:30. Over Erev Pesach, now, on an Erev Pesach, Nishcha B'Zayin Mechza V'Karav B'Chesu Mechza. It's bumped up an hour, 1:30, 2:30. Chalios B'Shabbos, Kechalios B'Sheni B'Shabbos. Now, if the Erev Pesach coincides with Shabbos, so then we treat it like a Monday. Meaning if Erev Pesach would have fell out on a Monday, meaning 1:30. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that is Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Kiva Amar, Kisidur Be'erev Pesach, and Rabbi Kiva says no. We're gonna be following, the schedule of Erev Pesach. Now, Bishlama Le Abaye Nicha. So according to Abaye, perfect. Meaning, how did Abaye explain the Braisa of the Amud Aleph, of today's Amud Aleph? Rabbi Shmuel is 1:30, Rabbi Kiva is 12:30. Now, the Braisa that we just read seems to be saying exactly that. So this Braisa is a really good, a good proof for Abaye. But the, sorry, I just lost my spot. It's a Bishlam Abaye Nicha El Rav Kasha, but according to Rav, it's difficult. So Amalecha Rav Lo Tema. Lo tema bechal b'sheni b'shabbos ela ema k'sheni b'shabbos d'alma. So what Rava will tell you is that, look, here's how you're going to have to read the braisa that we just learned together. The braisa did not mean when Erev Pesach falls out on a Monday, it just simply means Monday. Meaning, when is the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim offered on a standard Monday? 2:30. And what happens when Shabbos coincides with Erev Pesach? Also going to be 2:30. Okay, somewhat difficult read of the braisa, but okay, you can read the braisa in that manner, and so therefore a support for Rava, or a defense of Rava, I should say. Meisvei, we're going to do this one more braisa. Chalios b'Shabbos k'sidura kol hashana kula. If Erev Pesach falls out on a Shabbos, so like the rest of the year, meaning 2:30 in the afternoon. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva amar k'sidura b'Erev Pesach da'ama. No, it's going to follow a standard Erev Pesach schedule, meaning 1:30 in the afternoon. So now in the braisa that we just read, so this matches perfectly Rava's understanding of our original braisa. So Bishlam the Rava Nicha, so according to Rava, it works out very good. Elala Abaye Kasha, but according to Abaye, it is difficult. So Amalecha Abaye, so Abaye will tell you, Lo Tema Kisidura Kol Hashana, Ela Ema Kisidura Kol Hashanim, Kulan Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. And what Abaye will tell you is that no, the braisa didn't mean Kol Hashana, but rather Kol Hashanim. Meaning you're not matching it against what the daily schedule is going to be. What we're matching it is against the annual schedule, meaning the annual schedule of Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Kiva Amar Kisidur Erev Shab, Erev Pesach, Shechalios Be'erev Shabbos. And what Rabbi Kiva will counter and say, no, we're not following the annual Erev Pesach Shabbos, but we're going to follow the Erev Pesach Shabbos when it coincides with Erev Shabbos, notably 12:30. Meaning, okay, so this is also a somewhat difficult way to read the braisa, but you could read the braisa that way, and that would be a defense of Abaye. So we just went over a braisa that supports Abaye's understanding. We went over a braisa that supports Rava's understanding. In other words, basically the braisas themselves carry the same ambiguity that Abaye and Rava saw in the in the original Braisa. Good? Adkan. Tana Rabbanan. No, let's stop over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up with the Tana Rabbanan towards the bottom of the Amud. Let's just use this opportunity to review the Daf. Okay, the truth of the matter is that Daf a little bit complex, but the truth of the matter is when distilled, today's Daf is really just making a couple of points. And we'll go over this in the summary, but it really, I know there's a lot of complication in terms of reading Bryce's, understanding Bryce's, but when all is said and done, right, you boil down the Daf, you distill it, it really is, most everything is agreed upon, and there's just a little bit of variability. So first of all, what we learned in today's Daf is the schedule of Erev Pesach vis-a-vis the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. Generally speaking, all karbanos are offered before the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, and so therefore the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im is going to be moved later in the afternoon, 2:30 to 3:30. Let's say it over like Rava. Rava says the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im can be offered any time in the afternoon from, let's say it like Rashi, from 12:30 to 6. And so therefore you have that large window of opportunity for the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. On a standard day, so the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im is going to be moved later in the afternoon, because we know that any carbon that's offered by any person, right, Kohen Yisrael, doesn't matter. So Nedarim, Nedavos, whatever the carbonos are, so they're going to be sandwiched between the Tamei Shel Shachris and Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. So therefore, the motivation is to create a window of opportunity between Tamei Shel Shachris and Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. Therefore, Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im is moved to 2:30 in the afternoon. Good. That's on a standard day. But what about now on Erev Pesach? So you have a counter pressure. The counter pressure is that the Karban Pesach is offered after the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im for reasons which we haven't established why it is, but those are the facts. The Karban Pesach is offered after the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im. Consequently, the motivation now is to take the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im and move it even earlier. Now, how much earlier? So our Mishnah taught us 1:30 in the afternoon. And then on an Erev Shabbos, you want to move it even earlier. Meaning when Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos coincide with one another, you want to move it to 12:30 in the afternoon, an even earlier period of time. Good. So that's what we learned in our Mishnah. So, Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, standard, 2:30, 3:30. Erev Pesach, 1:30, 2:30. Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, 12:30, 1:30. That is that's what we learned in our Mishnah. In terms of the Gemara's discussion, one, Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, how do I know that it's offered at 2:30 in the afternoon? Where do we get the 2:30, 3:30 standard time? So Rav Yeshua ben Levi had a drasha, but the Gemara seems to have rejected Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Rav says, really, truth be told, is that the any time during the afternoon is eligible. It just happens to be, as we already explained, the consideration of creating a larger window of opportunity year-round. Good. But on Erev Pesach, now that we want more time after the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, we back it up to 1:30. And on Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos, we want even more time, because there, not only do we need to shecht, clean the Karban Pesach, we need to start the roasting process already, also on that Friday. So therefore, an extra hour of time. Good. The remaining part of today's daf all dealt with one issue, right? It got a little bit complicated, but it really dealt with one issue. What is going to be the schedule of Erev Pesach that comes out on a Shabbos? So you don't have this, right? There's no Nedarim and Nedavos born on Shabbos. And on top of that, after you shech the Karban Pesach, that's it. You're done. Meaning you take the Karban Pesach back home. But the truth of the matter is you can't do anything with it until Motzei Shabbos. And what is going to be the schedule on a Erev Pesach on Shabbos? Now, as we already pointed out, our Mishnah had a really clear voice on that issue, which is 1:30 in the afternoon. Right? Meaning it's going to follow the same schedule as if Erev Pesach fell out on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, any day with exception to Friday. Good. So that's what our Mishnah said. What about the Braisa? So the Braisa was ambiguous. The Braisa was on the middle of Nun Ches Amud Aleph. The Braisa was ambiguous. And we offer now two Pshatim in the Braisa. Really three Pshatim in the Braisa. But vis-a-vis how Erev Pesach is going to affect the Shabbos schedule. So there are two Pshatim in the Braisa. One by Abai and the other by Rava. And without going through all the intricacies, according to Abaye, Rabbi Shmuel says 1:30, Rabbi Kiva says 12:30. According to Rava, Rabbi Shmuel says 2:30, Rabbi Kiva says 1:30. And then the Gemara offered a third pshat in the Braisa, where according to the third pshat, that of Rava Bar Ula, which is towards the top of the Amud Beis, so there the Braisa wasn't discussing Erev Pesach at all. What the Braisa just want to know is what's going to be our standard schedule for the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im on a standard Shabbos. Is it going to follow the regular 2:30 slot, or is it going to be moved up an hour to the 1:30 slot? That is how he understands the Braisa, and it has nothing to do with Erev Pesach coinciding with Shabbos. Erev Pesach coming out on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Bar Ula. So just see our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said 1:30. That's it. Okay, good. So those are the three pshatim of the Braisa. The Gemara then on the Amud Beis quoted two Braisos. One's clearly supportive of Abai's understanding. A second clearly supporting of Rava's understanding. Ad kan divrei hadav. And Mirtz Hashem, we pick it up tomorrow morning.